This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yeah, check them out at franklinarmory.com. More to come from them very soon. Hey, it's Monday, so this means that we're going to kick the week off with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir. And
anything to talk about again?
Say again?
Isn't it a shame that we don't have anything to talk about yet again on a Monday morning?
Yeah, we got lots of stuff to talk about. I'm sure we do. You wrote about it. You were the most prolific writer on the front page of Ammo Land today. This I noticed. So
now, I put it in their hopper. When they choose to let it hit the front page, I assume it meant other guys were sobering up this morning and they had room to take mine.
Well, in any event, though, I mean, so you've got plenty to write about. Now, did you see what happened at McDonald's?
I did. Now, okay, you want to... I'll see you, McDonald's, and match you with an earlier press release where moms said to McDonald's and Kroger, gosh, Starbucks did it. Why don't you become gun-free zones, too?
Yeah, but see, Starbucks didn't do it.
Right. Starbucks just said, don't
ask. Starbucks never did. Yeah, the Starbucks was like, we would prefer you leave your gun at home, but we're not going to ban you. And, I mean, because, listen, my Starbucks here locally, when I'm in it, that's the safest place to be.
Amen.
And I'm in it. I'm in it often.
Shall we let the cat out of the bag so that a dad in Birmingham, Alabama, was eating with his son?
Right.
Right. And this is just everybody's bad luck. He is in the middle of a robbery. A guy comes in with a mask, and the guy, in order to announce his robbery, starts shooting. And the dad's going, I got nowhere to go. My kid's here. So he shoots the bad guy, who then turns around and the two start trading gunshots. Unfortunately, our defender was shot. I think his son was slightly wounded. And obviously, by the way, this has happened before in McDonald's.
Right.
The last time, the dad's children were in the bathroom, and everybody else is running away as the bad guy waves his gun around. And dad's sitting there going, I'll run away just as soon as my kids come out of the bathroom. I can't leave them here. And the guy points his gun at dad, and dad goes, that's it. I got no choices. Similar thing here in the sense that the bad guy starts shooting, and dad goes, I can't. I'm out of choices. I'm trying to run away. My kids are here. If you'd let me, I'd just back out of it. Everybody went to the hospital. The attacker died.
Listen, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Birmingham Police spokeshole, Sergeant Brian Shelton, said, things like this are difficult for both families. The gentleman who unfortunately, talking about the robber, The gentleman who unfortunately lost his life, the teenage boy who's in the hospital recovering from his injuries, and the father who is also recovering from his injuries. It's not easy being a father and watching your child get injured, get hurt like that. It's a really heart-wrenching experience. I don't know. I take issue with that description of the bloodthirsty, robbing, shoot-em-up guy as a gentleman and thinking that, you know, what's unfortunate is that he decided to rob a place. That's what's unfortunate. At gunpoint. And it's very fortunate that somebody was there to stop him because he was already shooting when he was engaged. So this cop here, I mean, please get a grip. I mean, I understand a lot of these guys have, you know, they roll around with these agendas and everything. But when you're a public information officer, you probably should be a little less biased.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? He's saying this is the equivalent of all lives matter, good, bad, and the attackers and defenders. You and I have a preference for the good guys. Granted, we don't want to shoot anybody if it's avoidable. I'm sorry, if you point your gun at me and mine and you're pulling the trigger, it's not avoidable.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is one of these things where we can, you, a defender, can legitimately say, you made me do this. I would not be doing this were it not for your actions that you're taking now. Amen. So whatever precipitated this, do we even know this pilgrim's name that decided he was going to be an armed robber, the masked gunman? Do we even know his name? No, I don't see it in this article.
I don't see it yet.
Well, whatever it is, it's being a armed robber. One of the occupational hazards of being an armed robber is getting perforated many times by law enforcement or by law-abiding armed people. That's you know, like my occupational hazard is losing my voice, getting sick and not being able to speak, having bad weather, not being able to get online, stuff like that. That's my occupational hazard. It is not being perforated, though. And that's because I don't go run around robbing people.
Bill, let me up our game.
Sure, please.
Because you and I all, and we have to talk about the synagogue. We've got the rest of the hour.
Sure, it's
unavoidable. But you and I are in this restaurant, and this guy starts shooting. Now, he hasn't hit anyone yet, let's say. Mm-hmm. He's shooting the floor toward the row of cash registers. Everybody on that side ducks or runs away. And he starts putting the gun over the cash register to say, you, hand me the till. We're not in direct threat, but other lives are.
Well, I mean, you're talking about he's walking the rounds in to be threatening.
He's clearly shown that he'll fire that gun. He's got it lifted up out of line. He's not on target with line of sight. He's got it lifted over his head, so it's pointed down behind the counter, saying, "You get up and get me these cash registers open." At the people who are crouched down when he shoots.
Well, I mean, he's. Are you asking me what I do?
Because I know what's justified. Human life is at stake.
Well, who knows where he's going to stop?
Have you thought about it ahead of time? Because if it happens, you won't have time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if it happens, if he's the thing about if, unless somebody's shooting at me, they're not going to be paying attention to me.
Right.
So, if somebody is doing that, if they're willing to do that in a public area, then it becomes a matter of time. Then because. Is he happy with this? Has he proven his point and that's all he's going to do? How do we know?
Right. Well, and I think if you're there with your granddaughter, know what you're going to do.
Yeah, well, I'm going
go ahead.
I'm going to take up a position between me and everybody else. And if he fires again, he's going to die. If he points the gun at somebody, he's going to die. If he turns around and faces us, he's going to die. So chances are, most likely, he's going to die. But we're about to go into break. What a way to go.
So quickly, what happened to it?
What happened to?
To those 15 minutes. We'll have to get back to the rest of the story.
This is what happens when you're engrossed in what you're talking about. My guest is Rob Morse, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we go!
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Oh, it's not playing. Hang on a second. Let's fix that again. Let's try it.
The AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. That is another illustration of another occupational hazard faced by a radio person. Joining me again is Rob Morse. Yeah.
I thought the hazard meant that if it didn't play when you pushed the button, you were going to make me try and sing it.
None of these spots are actually, you know, performed or sang or anything like that. Thank God, because I'm in some of them. You know, I'm trying to sell some of this stuff, not run the people away. So anyway, let's talk about Pittsburgh, I guess.
Before we do, I want to finish McDonald's.
Sure.
I submit that if you were there with your granddaughter and you heard a gunshot, you would scoop her up and head for the door. Because, you know, if you get there, if she gets out the door uninjured, you win. And that's really what you want to do first. Now, if you're there solo and maybe you can slide out slowly, maybe, but this is where the affinity with your neighbors really takes over. You and I have had neighbors who were the age to be working behind that counter.
Sure.
If you'd seen some of your neighbors behind that counter, you know, maybe they weren't even there now, but you saw that as a place where the kids you knew worked. Oh yeah, you'd be a parent again, and there's no way you'd slide out. You'd say, I can't leave them defenseless. Now, interesting, if there were a bunch of adults who chose not to be armed, different. But these are stores that are typically manned at behind the counter by teenagers who we legally disarm. Wow. And if you haven't kind of processed that and have a plan at a time, then you know that if there's a loud bang, your brain, let me speak for myself. If there's a loud bang and I haven't thought of that ahead of time, I won't think about it then. I'll just kind of blink and stand there.
Right. But I mean, it's a fairly simple thing to get out there. Now, our class that we took at Tactical Response, right, was
right.
Big. It mm-hmm. was a big class, but it was like 50 people.
50. Yes.
You and I didn't know any of them. Well, I mean,
right.
Actually, some of them knew of us, but we didn't know them. But that being beside the case, that's, I'm not going to say it's abysmal when you think about it, but that's the percentage of people who own guns, who carry guns, who actually go train, which is not that big of a percentage and everything. So let's presume then that, that repetition of going to a training class and learning how to draw and say and stop and all this other stuff that we did gives us a slight edge.
Mm-hmm.
So, what about the rest of people? What about the people that aren't even armed that are working behind the counter at the McDonald's? And, you know, that's why I carry a gun, because most of them are not. I had a conversation with somebody. I met up with an old Army buddy this past weekend. And
I saw that.
Yeah. I hadn't seen a dude in 32 years. And I was talking guns with him. And his wife, God bless her, she was like, I'm not for them or against them. I'm ambivalent about them. And that's what I think the majority of people are when it comes to guns, unless they're gun owners or anti-gun. But most people who don't own guns that are not anti-gun just don't care about them. And then when you start explaining things to them, you can see the light come on. But, I mean, the whole idea of what bothers me when I hear about crime
mm-hmm.
in a restaurant or store or something like that is these people are just going to work. They're just going to work. And here comes somebody looking to victimize them. That just infuriates me. He's putting their life in danger. He's doing all kinds of stuff. That just infuriates me.
And that feeling, wow, you've touched, huh, We just booked your week right there just to untangle all that you talked about in those few sentences, because I saw the exact same response on social media after this attack at the synagogue.
Right.
A bunch of people who don't know guns from bananas go, oh, we should be able to stop that. And in some of the dialogue I'd throw in, oh, you mean the 23,000 firearms regulations we already have didn't work? And they're all like, what do you mean? We have gun laws? Oh, well, okay, that describes the level of the discourse. We're going to start at the basics. But that tells me something. Thank goodness for your listeners. We need hundreds of millions more, because the mainstream media isn't telling our story.
No, they're not. Although, that thing that I was reading to you, that was from Fox News.
Right.
That's the, and the statement given was by the police spokesperson there. And that's the kind of story they tell, where they're out there saying, well, we're sorry for both sides of the family. No, I'm not really, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm sorry for the family. I am not sorry for your loved one.
Right. Right. And please teach your children better, so that threatening other people with a gun to get their money doesn't look like a good career choice.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've heard that as an excuse. How else is he supposed to get his money? I don't know.
Go to work like the rest of us.
What about that person they were holding up? Wasn't he on the clock?
Right. So, exactly. We did it again, Bill. We barely got started, and we only have a minute. Ah!
That's the problem with talk radio. It just takes on the life of its own. On the life of its own.
When we get back, we'll talk about what happened at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. Oh, my goodness. We have to.
Of course. Rob, of course, you can find Rob's work. He is a featured writer at Ammo Land, where he was a very featured writer today. You had at least three bylines that I saw, I think.
Yes, sir.
And then also at ClashDaily.com, and his website is Slofax WordPress Blog. And then, if that's not enough, well, then you can go to seek out the podcast at iTunes or Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, or all the various ways that they are available. And the first one is called Self Defense Gun Stories, which is a truly unique podcast in the United States, in that nobody else does this. What Rob is doing is he's taking a actual self defense, an armed self defense incident, and he's having it broken down by a armed self-defense instructor, critiquing it, if you will. So, you know, doing a little after-action review. And then the Ensemble, which is the Polite Society podcast, which is Rob and many other different people. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation of spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Cesar Sayoc, the man suspected of sending at least 14 pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country, appeared in federal court today. Sayoc will continue to be held without bail, and a detention and removal hearing is set for Friday. the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York will be prosecuting the case. The military is planning on sending over 5,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border in anticipation of a migrant caravan heading towards the United States. We're also hearing that there's a second and possibly third caravan heading towards the United States as well. Now, the original caravan is still over 900 miles from McAllen, Texas, and even further from other border towns. Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Kevin McAleon, has a message for the caravan.
You will not be allowed to enter the U.S. I would like to note here that we very much appreciate the efforts of the government of Mexico to address this challenging situation.
The Dow closed down 245 points. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
They just came out with that trigger for the AK platform, so that's some stuff. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse.
Well, are we going to jump in?
Let's jump in. You go ahead and go off the board first.
I shouldn't laugh. I can't laugh. There was a mass murder at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. One man came in with three handguns and a long gun. I have to wait. This is one case where I will wait to report the news, because the news calls every black rifle an AR. It could have been, come on, you know, they call a broom an AR. So we'll wait to find out if it really was.
What did they say it was an AR?
Some of them did. But, you know, again, a tree hit by lightning is called an AR on CNN.
Right,
so
right.
We have to wait to find it for real. This was about 10 in the morning. A service was underway. 11 dead, 6 more injured. And social media went crazy. Like, how can we let this happen? And I'm just all, are you out of your mind? Several of my Jewish friends said, we keep telling them, because, of course, they're gun owners, we keep telling them to be armed. I'm carrying in my synagogue. I can't make these other people protect themselves. Here's some things that I found insightful. Four policemen were shot, and a bunch of people said, oh, well, that proves that a civilian with guns is unstoppable, therefore nothing can be done. And to me, it told us the reverse, because these policemen were shot as they engage, as they tried to get into the building.
Right.
And then as this murderer retreated back through hallways, back through three flights of stairs to the third floor, where finally he was engaged and injured. He's alive. People, the doctors who treated him said he's a very disturbed individual.
Yeah.
But let's turn that around. If there were a handful of armed visitors and armed staff, and you tried to run up three, you know, down three hallways and up three flights of stairs, you couldn't move. Because with every step you take, you expose yourself to new lanes of fire, and you have to watch all that. You can't. If you run, you better do it at a sprint to not be a target for very long.
Right.
There is a huge advantage to defenders in place. You know that, Bill. The police knew it, and this demonstrated it.
Well, going in on somebody who's already, got the upper hand of... Do we know if this guy had ever been in this building before?
Interesting. We don't.
Do we know if this was a group? I mean, why did he? Do we know why he picked this group besides they were Jewish?
Was it something particular about it? I think they were just the closest one. You know,
yeah.
It's the movie theater issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So when a cop's going in on somebody who's already sort of this dude. I've seen, with the guy in Las Vegas. The guy in Las Vegas took how many guns upstairs?
Right.
How many trips did that take to get all those guns upstairs? Now, clearly, it's when you're going to be in a prolonged engagement, it's not how many guns you got, it's how much ammo you got, which he took. You know, I don't know how much ammo this guy had because I haven't heard. I haven't heard what his weapons are. But he right. clearly went with the understanding that it might either be easier to go from one gun to the other than reloading the gun or something, but it'd be interesting to know what his background was. He obviously was a very demented individual, and I guess he's pretty lucky to still be breathing under his own power.
Right. Well, there are some takeaways, and all this will come out. We will find his history. He was virulently anti-Semitic. So we in this case, the police won't say, gosh, we don't know his motive. We know. Listening again to my friends in both Christian and Jewish, you and I have to ask the question, why are we accepting these excuses from our pastors and rabbis?
No,
human nature hasn't changed.
No.
And the nature of pastors hasn't changed either. So, they are not saying to themselves, we know this, it's going to happen, we just don't know when, but I'm going to ignore it because I'm too busy. They're telling themselves a more elaborate excuse, like, oh, that happens so rarely. We really don't have to concern ourselves with it. I mean, it's something. It's the same sort of excuse that when you say, do you love your family to your friend? He goes, yes. You go, but you're not you're not providing for their protection.
Right.
Yeah. So we have a lot in common with the rabbi of that synagogue. We've heard those excuses before. I wonder, now, to this rabbi's credit, he said after the event, he goes, of course President Trump could speak here. Particularly at a time like this. We're right. Citizens. He's our president. We're all grieving. If he would, of course he should come grieve with us. At which point my head snapped back. I thought that was wonderful. But somebody tried to upstage that, claiming they spoke for Jewish synagogues in Pennsylvania. I think there were a bunch of Bloomberg's paid minions. Said, oh, no, the president's not welcome here. Well, the rabbi said, excuse me, he is.
Yeah, these self-appointed spokespeople, they always make me giggle, especially when the man himself has said it. But here's what it boils down to. This guy was filled. He had a rotted soul. He still got a rotted soul.
Right.
And he thought that the way to go was to go out and kill a bunch of innocent people. And that's never going to be the way to go. And when you give in to that, that very interesting thing that must be going on in your head, well, like I said, he's lucky to still be breathing under his own power. Hat tip to the cops, because I'm seriously, he shot four of their number and they took him alive. So
yes, they did.
Yeah.
So. Shame on me. I don't know. I assume the police were injured but not killed. I don't know if one of the fatalities was a law enforcement officer. Shame on me. I'll find out, Bill.
Very good.
I'm sure our listeners want to know. But can you wait a minute? A lot of us go to church, so I assume the squeaky wheel gets the grease if we don't ask our minister, where's the security plan? Do you have armed security at every event?
Okay, hang on right there. I got an answer for that one. We'll be right back. Talking to Rob Morse, this is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory. .com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morris. We've gotten lost, what, 3 or 4 times already?
Hey, and okay, here's a shocking news bit. Did you see it? Where the president of New York's Borough had a comment about the Pittsburgh shooting?
What did he have to say about the Pittsburgh shooting?
Well, you and I could take bar bets to see what you'd guess. He said he's a black man, former PD. He goes, I used to carry my gun all the time when I went to church. I should do that again. If we have police officers in churches, they should be carrying inside as well when they're off duty. And I'm going, whoa, from New York City, obviously, PD, his rules don't apply to us, but still, I would have based long odds if you had told me a New York City politician would come out and say we need guns in churches.
Well, you know, this is the thing, though. This is, we can sit back and say, boy, I sure do wish that we didn't have to live this way. I got no issue with that, but wishing for it. And right. Expecting it not to be that way. One is natural human nature, like you're talking about. The other one is really deluding yourself. And when it's somebody's life on the line, when it's a group of people's life on the line, who wants to make that call? Who wants to make that call? And the only way to, I mean, you can have a team, you can have armed security there, that's fine, and I you know, maybe that's the way to go for some of these people that don't want to carry. But I think, one, you you allow people to carry in your place of worship, and two, you put up a bunch of signs all over the place saying, we allow our parishioners to carry guns. And then let's see who decides to come in on that one.
The magic of... Now, okay, this sounds perverse. The magic of the church saying, we don't know who's carrying, are the next unwritten words. And if you're here to attack us, neither do you.
Yeah,
that's it's not just the guys in uniform up front. It's not the one inside the door. It could be the guy right next to you. Go for it. There are more of us than there are of you. I'll betcha. But ask, okay, we started this, and I think I teased you, and then we had to go to break.
Right.
The excuses that we've accepted from our bishops and ministers. You know, we had a proposed plan. We didn't think it was good enough, so we didn't do anything. You know, how good of an excuse are we willing to accept or reject?
See, in my state, here's the problem in my state. And, you know, it's both a blessing and a curse. In my state, there are no provisions at all for open carry.
Okay.
So all we have is concealed carry. Mm-hmm. Now, concealed carry in South Carolina means exactly what it means. You are to keep your weapon hidden from sight the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I do. A lot of places here in South Carolina, the no guns allowed signs have the force of law with them. The problem with the no guns allowed signs, and I'm giving the game away, but nobody that owns a business that has those is enlightened enough to listen to me. The problem with those is that those have to be on every entranceway.
Exactly.
They have to be on every entranceway for a customer, every entranceway for a delivery person, every entranceway for anybody that can gain access into the building. And if it doesn't have that, then you can have the sign correct on the front door, but it gets you nowhere.
Right. It's not legally binding. Unless,
yep.
And since you know the magic trick, you're walking by, you see one door that doesn't have it. Door doesn't have to be open. Just has to be a door. And all of a sudden you go, the rest of the signs, no matter how big, don't mean a thing.
Right.
But it was amazing to me to read social media. Well, my church doesn't need protection. We have the police, and we'll call them on our cell phones. And I'm just, for those of our listeners, when you meet that guy, be gentle to him because he obviously doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Yes.
And so you have to ask him, did you consider that the people in the synagogue had the police on their cell phone too? Is it okay with you if 11 of us in church die? I mean, that was your plan? Could we do better? Would you consider that we do something that works a little better? Wow.
Yep.
Well, if I understand we need to grieve, but part of that process is to say never again, not to us. So let's ask those questions, please. They say, does this have to happen again on social media? And the answer is, yeah, until we learn from it and protect our churches, because we don't know how to stop crazy. It's sad.
Well, the other thing is this. You can get out there and get concerned about things like, okay, we're going to ban guns. No, okay. You're not going to ban guns. You cannot. There is no magic talisman that is going to make guns just never happen again. There's just way too many of them in the world. There's way too many of them in the United States. There's people that agree and disagree with me. I think there's 660 million guns in the United States. I think there's 150 million plus gun owners in the United States.
Right.
And I would really love to know what law is going to be passed where everybody's going to turn them all in. Because that isn't going to happen. You're either going to make a bunch of regular citizens who've never broken a law, you're going to make them felons, and then that's going to make some people mad, and then you're going to steer us in a direction you really don't want us to go. You've been thrown all of your defenders under the bus. They're not going to raise a hand to protect you.
If by some miracle they tried that and we avoided civil war. I just have this, to me, I don't get it, because I go, so you think prohibition didn't work for alcohol or for drugs, but it will work for firearms? But well, the bad guys are going to give them up?
It's against, I mean, how many laws are not there to, this is the thing, the premise is that if we create a law, that will stop something. Laws are put in place to punish when you break the law. Having the law right there gives a set of consequences when you break the law.
Right.
And for me and you, where we get out there and we say, well, Bill, you know, they say it's illegal for us to drive 120 miles an hour. Well, I'll only drive 100.
Right.
And that's what that does. But, I mean, that's for us that are law-abiding. We say, okay, well, we'll just take it right there to the edge, but we're not going to break the law. For the other ones that are out there creating more laws, if they're breaking laws, that just gives them more. They just become an overachiever.
So, well, and you go, what, you mean if we, gosh, don't you think we should just make murder illegal instead? Wouldn't that help?
Let's ban that. I don't.
Quickly. So we do need this discussion. We do need education. To your buddy, your vet friend that you met,
yeah,
and his wife is going, I don't care about guns. We need to claim them as a virtue. You know, you've got to have me back on just so that we can do self-defense gun stories so our listeners hear what a virtue it is that they go armed.
It is a, you know, it's an elite position to be in because so few do it. I mean, it's the cream of the crop. And as far as American civilians are concerned, that's exactly what it is. And of course, I'm going to have you back on again. What are you talking about?
Well,
I didn't threaten you with that.
You said it's an elite position. You meant concealed carrier or the very few people you allow to have on your show. Thank you for letting me on, Bill.
Well, no, both. It's both. Because very few people carry guns, and very few people have recurring segments and actually continually show up. So thank you so much, Rob. But we're about to run out of time. So, Rob Morse, you can catch him podcasting, Self-Defense Gun Stories, Polite Society Podcast, or you can catch him written at Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammoland.com, or Clash Daily. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman, this is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.